Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, poor Crash.
Crash
and Lee. I think we all probably know one of these couples that have they love each other, they're very similar, and they have this tumultuous relationship. And I have said this to Crash, and I'll say it again, that it seems to me that if everything is going right in the relationship, somebody stirs it up because part of their passion is like...
Well, I think that's it. Passion. I think that they are a couple, that there are some couples that are just, you know, middle of the road the whole way and never really have arguments and never really have a conflict. But I think passionate couples, when they love each other, is very passionate. And when they're angry with each other, it's very passionate. And when it's boring if there's no passion of some level.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of agree with you. I mean, part of the passion is the drama, and you do have to kind of stir the pot every now and then. And a lot of people do live for that. They really do. I mean, when it's high, it's high. When it's low, it's horrible. You know, you get two very emotional people that are together and everything like that. But I had a relationship like this once before that lasted almost 7 years. I mean, literally, breakups would last up to 6 months. And we knew we were going to get back together, but we knew we just had to keep the drama going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was that bad, 7 months. So things, you know, now they do the whole roller coaster and everything.
Just so you know, every friend you had during those 7 years hated you both.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, it's hard to see when you're in it, but I hate people like you.
No, I know that because my friends even used to make comments like, oh,
I hate you.
I hate you.
Yeah. Hey, we hate you. Yeah. I would walk into a bar and all my friends would be in there and they go, oh, you must be fighting with her because now you're here to see us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was at that point. I mean, I lost all my friends and it took me buying a lot of shots at American Pie to get all my friends back.
You guys are like Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee.
I heard you make that.
In more ways than one.
Right. You could also drive a boat.
But you know, when
using the steering wheel or an oar.
he's got his own rudder.
All right, easy, kids.
So, I'm Crash blushing. And Lee, I mean, most times, every other weekend, I would say Crash comes in here and he relays to us that he and Lady Crash are in some kind of drama. Mm-hmm. Some kind of drama. This one is pretty serious, though.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty serious. And I'm not going to get into too many details because I'm not going to say anything you know, bad about her. I'm not going to say bad thing about me. It's just it's an argument. We'll keep it all on my side. There's obviously two sides to every argument.
Is it fair to say that you have at the, what is it, the Quality Inn on Roswell Road?
Comfort Inn.
The Comfort Inn. You have a punch card similar to people, the ones that people get like at Moe's?
It's almost, yeah.
your sixth night is free the same way your sixth burrito is free?
It's almost like, the only thing I can liken it to is Pretty Woman when Richard Gere, he pretty much owns the hotel. You know, he walks in there. Your room is ready, sir. And this is ready, you know, but
all she's going to hear by the time her friends get back, relay this story back to her is like, Crash called you a prostitute like Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman.
Right.
And
then
the fight ensues again.
Oh, God. Every one of her friends has selective hearing. Trust me on this one. I get it all the time.
And then she'll want to come in and do a live interview and blame us for ending the relationship.
Hey, it's not your fault. It just didn't work.
Said, you know, we'll be reading about you and Lee in Jet Magazine.
Yeah.
Or on blackvoices.com.
Right. So now it's so bad you guys aren't even talking.
Yeah, there's just basically no communication whatsoever.
For how long?
Probably since Saturday, I would imagine.
And it's what's today?
Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, four days later.
Days.
What time on Saturday do you think you spoke your last word to your wife? Who you live with?
Probably Saturday night sometime.
So we'll say, let's say 9 p.m.
Yeah, okay.
So you're like walking by each other in the house, like totally not speaking to each other.
Well,
silent treatment all the way.
Well, the beauty of me getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and then getting my afternoons off and then not leaving work till 7 o'clock is there's really not a whole lot of time to bump into each other. Pretty much it's the perfect marriage, really, if you're thinking about it, because you don't get a chance to do that. Well, no, you don't get a chance to, you're not constantly smothering everyone like in Hobbyland. You know, you're not just all together all the time.
Hugging every time you see each other.
Mandatory to hold hands.
Yeah, you know.
And skip. You skip in Hobbyland.
You guys got a mail slot through the bathroom door that you got to hold hands while you're all sitting on the toilet.
If there's not a game of hopscotch a day in the hobby household, it's not a good day.
Hey, Ryan, want to go out in the yard and play tag? Okay, what kind? Cartoon tag. Okay.
Love to, honey, but I'm baking for our bake sale.
So if my math is correct, you guys have gone 82 hours without speaking.
All right.
82 hours. That's almost 4 days living in the same house, not speaking to each other. Which fascinates me because this isn't an option in my house. If there's a fight, we have to make Stacy make sure that we have to argue about it and go away at least feeling semi-okay with each other within like 20 minutes of the argument. This is not even an option in my house.
No, it's either the mountain or the molehill. There is no in-between. There's no level ground, unfortunately. That's just the way we are. We're just two high-caliber, high-strung, emotional people. And, I mean, none of us will back down. I mean, it's like, what is that? The two mountain goats or something, they'll just keep beating each other's head till they both die. War of the Roses.
Two Rams just going at it all the time.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it literally, and the movie was on the other day. I was watching it with Danny DeVito and Michael Douglas. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be hanging on a chandelier in a year.
Someday. Here's what I want to know. What is the longest you've ever gone living in the same house and not talk to each other? Now, this could be a pretty big umbrella because we could be talking about, you know, parents and their kids. We could be talking about roommates. We could be talking about married couples. How long have you had to live in the same house and not said a word to each other? Mm-hmm. Hey, Sydney, you want to start this thing off with us?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. I love you all. I just want you to know that.
Thanks.
I have two. I have my husband that I went exactly 14 days without speaking to.
Wow.
And my dad, 8 months.
Ooh. Under the same roof?
Yeah.
And so you guys are just passing each other in the halls, you and your husband, and
Well, we have 5 kids, so it's not like we had, like, a lot of attention on each other. I have, he has 3 stepchildren, and then we have 2 children together.
What did he do to make you not talk to him for 8 months?
Well, that's my dad. When I was in high school, or when I graduated, I joined the Army, and my dad found out, of course, you know, I'm going off to the Army, and he didn't speak to me again until I left for Desert Storm.
That's a smart move on Dad's part. What I'm going to do is I'm not going to talk to you before you leave for war.
Right.
Now, your husband, it was 2 full weeks.
Yeah, 14 days. It was Sunday to Sunday, yeah.
Unreal.
Man.
And he's a great guy. It's not, you know, you were talking about the passionate, you know, he's not that way. He's laid back. When he knows I'm pissed, he'll leave me alone until I'm ready to talk.
For 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. He just thinks that one day I'll eventually give in and tell him what
See,
I'm pissed
that's
about.
What that's what makes me more mad. Like, when my husband and I will be in a fight, I'll try to give him the silent treatment, but it makes me more mad when he's just laid
when
back.
We let
and,
you.
Yeah, when you just let us sit there and stew. I'll slam doors. I'll do whatever I possibly can to get him to talk
Stacey
again.
Stacey does the same thing. Her thing is slam a door and then go into the bathroom. I don't know what's in that bathroom that she's crying over or where she's getting her help from in there.
Oh, and my tactic too, especially if we've gone to bed and we're angry, and then you have the audacity to fall asleep.
No, don't do it.
And I will do the dramatic toss and turn just to wake you up. Yes. And then just wait for you to say, "Are you still up?" Oh yeah, I am.
Hey Shay, you want to weigh in here? Shay.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Me and my roommate, we went actually 3 months without talking. And actually, the only way we were communicative was actually by notes.
So you guys would write notes in front of each other and just pass them back and forth?
Actually, we were, like, going our rooms or whatever. Like, if I know she's sleeping, like, I get up early in the morning to go to work or whatever, I would write my note and say, okay, such and such bill is due. I need such and such or whatever. Whatever the case was, we would only communicate by notes. And if we had to bump into each other, we would just, like, look at each other, you know, just go the opposite way or whatever. But
is there anything more panicky than when you have signed up to be with a roommate and when you realize you are stuck with this person for the next couple of months?
You know what was the bad thing? We were, like, the best of friends outside of living together. And once we got under the same roof, I found out that we could not live together whatsoever. So
that's the quickest way to screw up a friendship.
Live together.
Try to live with somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
4 months.
Between who and who?
Well, it was actually my dad and my grandmother when my dad was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, my dad always told us the story. She just was a little crazy, and she didn't speak to him at all for 4 months.
So there was no one instance that made her all mad? She just decided one day?
No,
according
she got
to him.
Mad at him one day.
Yeah, according
to
him.
Yeah, come on now. Two people, it's both of them causing the silent treatment, but according to him, she's just crazy.
Yeah, the story that's been passed on from generation to generation.
Yeah,
well, my fault.
Don't you think, though, like, as a mother, like, she should have been the one that, like, kind of broke the ice with her kid?
See, this is my dad's theory, because we haven't talked. We're not living under the same roof, obviously, but we haven't talked in, I guess it's over a year now, and I think he feels like it's the child's responsibility to make sure everything's okay.
Why?
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, my theory is.
Because I would think of it totally opposite.
So would I.
Somebody just needs to do something.
I mean,
instead of having pride, say, what's your? No, it's you. It just somebody say something.
Yeah, but like, think of Hayden as an older kid. If you got mad at him.
No way.
And, you know, even if you got mad at him for a day and you were going to give him the silent treatment for a day and you're gonna be the father
of
that
course.
Initiates that conversation.
Oh, the thought of me not having any kind of communication with my own kid for any amount of time is not driving crazy. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
I went 3 years without talking to my stepmom. Mm-hmm.
See, the stepdad, stepmom thing is the one that I can understand.
Yeah, that's not even stumbled on that one yet.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, she would never say anything to me but to put me down. And like 3 years into my dad's relationship with her, he finally said, if you can't say anything nice to her, don't say anything at all. So we didn't talk for 3 years after that.
Yeah, that's one we should have seen right there. Yeah. That step parent and
evil
kid.
Evil stepmom.
It's always their fault.
It's always the evil stepmom.
Whatever. Hey, Ava, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Me and my brother, we didn't talk for 3 years. And we lived in the same household. We worked together.
For 3 years? Not a word?
Not a word. He didn't talk to me. He hated the guy I was going out with. So he didn't talk to me.
And you dated this guy for 3 years?
3.5 years, and me and my brother started talking about 3 years, after 3 years, and then we found out my boyfriend was cheating on me.
Oh, really? So he got the ultimate, I hate to say I told you so, but I told
you so. Exactly, because he told me.
Let me ask a question.
He found out that
brother found out, yes.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask a question. Did the fact that your brother not like him make your boyfriend more intriguing?
No, I mean, not really.
Yeah, come on.
No, seriously.
I mean,
he didn't.
Nobody's listening. It's just us girls. Come on.
No, Hello? He didn't. Really. I mean, I was, you know, I was upset a lot. I mean, he wouldn't eat dinners with us, Christmases he wouldn't spend with us.
That's the loneliest time right there is dinner. When everybody is all at the same dinner table together and everybody's eating and there's always that uncomfortable silence when everybody's eating, that's when you feel it most, and, I think,
and,
right there.
And, you know, it just never seems that this noise of the fork hitting the plate was as loud as it is when nobody's talking at the dinner table.
It echoes throughout the entire house and the neighborhood.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You've talked about this before, Burt, with, I can't, oh, no, never mind, it wasn't, never mind, different story. Anyways.
Oh, dude.
I was about to tell a story about you and Stacey, and then as the story started forming in my head, it has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about.
I have a feeling that Jeff says that to Jessica sometimes. Oh, and remember when, oh, wait a second, that wasn't you.
It wasn't you. So we're out, what was it, Friday night this weekend, and, you know, just hanging out, whatever, and...
Boy, I can't wait. You have gripped me.
This guy says, he was telling a story better than I am, and he says at some point during the story he's going to tell like a secret that none of the girls could hear.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an adult man. He is probably 30 years old, early 30s. And he's an adult man. And he says to all of the guys, hey, over here, because the girls can't hear this. So he calls all the guys.
Oh, women love that.
To one side of the patio.
Guy's secret.
Right.
And he says... He says, 32 years old, he says, come on, over here. Don't let him listen. Everybody cuddle up.
Oh, no, no, no.
Everybody cuddle up?
He didn't do the huddle.
Not cuddle up.
Everybody cuddle up?
Cuddle up.
He just lost guy points.
So we all did it. And then
you cuddled up together?
We all got in the huddle thing, and he told us whatever stupid joke was.
Jeff loses guy points for cuddling with another man on Friday night.
And then it ended, and a few minutes later, one of the guys, he comes up to me, he says, did he say cuddle up or huddle up? And we had to do a guy intervention. Because his entire life, he thought what you do at football games was a cuddle. So up like through high school,
that's
like great. How many touch football games do you play as a kid in your neighborhood? He said, come on, everybody over here, cuddle up. Like he did that.
Mm-mm. Well, now,
like in gym class, flag football, where they put those stupid things around your waist and you know, the flags, you cuddle up.
Did he say like, let's get in a cuddle?
No, he said, come on. Over here, he was a little bit tipsy, and he didn't want, it was some stupid joke he was telling that it was going to be offensive to women, so he didn't want the women to hear the joke, so he
called
us all over.
Well, see, that's a sign right there. I'm not surprised, because when you do the, okay, girls can't listen to this, so come on over.
So everybody cuddle up.
Yeah, cuddle up.
And they were, like, I have no issue with that, because in the atmosphere of the night, him doing the huddle thing was funny because, like, they were telling offensive guy jokes. And so the story I was thinking of was Stacey's. Remember, she went through most of her adult life thinking that deer look for the sign with the running deer on the side of the road.
It says deer crossing.
And that's where they cross the street.
Yeah, her dad used to tell her that when she was, like, you know, 5 or 6, when they were in the car and there'd be a deer crossing sign. He'd go, oh, we got to slow down because this is where the deer cross because they look for the sign. And she was, like, 21 years old, and she's in the car with all of her sorority sisters. And Stacey turns around and goes, hey, everybody, we got to slow down because, you know, the deer look for the sign and then they cross. And all the girls are just like,
Jessica, I know there's two. I'm sure there's a couple with me that I can't. But Jessica, I know, has one. Her dad used to call the water sprinklers chukka chukkas just because of the name they made.
The sound they made.
Yeah, chukka chukka chukka. You know, the little thing that comes back. He used to call them chukka chukkas just because he'd be like, hey, are you going to play in the yard? Because if not, I'm going to set out the chukka chukka. And so she was in the park one day with her friends, and the little sprinkler heads popped up. She's like, oh, my God, run, chukka chukkas. And her friends are like, I'm sorry, what? They're looking for flying monkeys or something. What's a chukka chukka? Oh, God, the chukka chukka. What is a chukka chukka?
I thought for the longest time that it was wheelbarrow. B-A-R-R-E-L, and it's not. Do you guys know that?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah, it's barrow, yeah. I only found out like a couple of years ago that it was a barrow.
Hey,
and you know when you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody and you say that, everybody in the whole bar stops. Did you just say barrel?
I just learned one the other day. The phrase, hey, Melissa, she's the spitting image of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Spell that.
Spitting image?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since so Southern, I would have like done like a S-P-I-T-T-I-N apostrophe image.
Uh-uh. It's spit and image.
It is?
Yep, it's not.
Spit and image.
Yep, it's the, that's, I just read it on, it's one of the 50 most misused words in the English language.
I'd love to know the origin of that because I still
want to. If I can find that website, I'll find it, but it's like the spit and image, like if you're the spit and image, you are the, like, you know, genetic material and the appearance of your mother.
Oh, yeah. the spit and the image. Oh, okay. That
Andrea,
makes sense.
You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I thought about something funny when you guys were talking about that. I grew up in Las Vegas, and we used to drive to Los Angeles all the time, like every couple of weekends. And I always thought there was only 50 stars in the sky because that's how many stars were on the flag. So whenever we would be driving, whenever we'd be driving, I'd be counting the stars, and whenever I got to like 51, I thought I was counting the same stars.
That's cute.
Thanks, Andrea.
That's cute.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hi, this is Cherie.
Hey, Cherie.
I have one that's probably one of the worst ones you've probably heard yet, and my husband would really appreciate this. When I was 24 or 25, we were preparing to go to my cousin's graduation, and in discussing it, I mentioned how boring it was to go see the Valid Victorian speak.
The Valid
Victorian? Valid Victorian. And my husband was laughing so hard he fell off of the couch. I never knew it was Valid Victorian.
So that's why you weren't Laura.
24 years old.
Valedictorian.
Valid Victorian.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey, Q100.
Okay, 34 years old. I just learned that pot and weed are the same thing. No clue.
You thought it was two separate drugs or what?
Yes.
How after 34 years did you finally find out?
I started working for an attorney, and we're a criminal defense attorney. So, you know, we would get cases of drug cases, and, you know, they would go, oh, he had weed. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they go, pot. And I'm like, but you said weed. Which is it? And they're like, Angela, it's the same thing.
That's great.
You know, do you realize how ridiculed you were behind your back the last couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
All right, Angela, thank you.
All right, bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Burt Show listener Lisa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You have us all intrigued already because I kind of pre-promoted what you were going to talk about a couple of minutes ago, and we're already starting a fight about it.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So go ahead. Tell everybody else what's going on with you and your sister.
Okay. I have an older sister. She has 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great mom. And this past weekend, the 2 older ones had to go to a soccer tournament, and she left the youngest one with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's my son's age, 5, and the whole day she was just acting up. She was being very rude. She was using bad language. And my son was copying her example, as kids do. Mm-hmm. And he just, you know, they're good friends. They play all the time. But she was just a terror this whole, the whole day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my son knows that when he acts like that, he gets a spanking. And that's just the way that it works in our house. And I'm of course, never hitting him hard. It's usually, he's more afraid of the actual act than the act itself. Mm-hmm. The threat of it, which right. is why it works. And so I spanked my niece. And her behavior completely changed, and she acted toward me with more respect. She was no longer influencing my son, and then they played nicely for the rest of the day, and it was really nice. But when my sister came to pick her up that evening, I told her, you know, your daughter was acting up, and, you know, I had to spank her. She had never seen her act like this before, and mm-hmm. as much as this, and so I just went ahead and did it, and she changed her behavior, and she was great. And my sister just flipped out, and she says, we have a no spanking policy. And I mean I knew that. I know that they're kind of lenient on their discipline with their children, and there are some times when I think that they could be a little bit rougher, because their kids just in public sometimes will just, you know, they'll act out.
But the issue was that your child was there with her
right,
child.
Right, exactly. She was in my house, and she was influencing my son, and I, you know, it was a whole day affair. It wasn't just like a little, you know, thing. So, you know, and I said, well, you know, you might want to think about trying that sometime, because it worked, and she changed her behavior, and she treated me nicely. But the thing that really upset me, what my sister did, was then she said, she was yelling at me in front of her daughter, which completely eradicates the discipline that I've given her. And so, of course, she's never going to listen to me again. And that, you know, and now my sister won't even speak to me. And, I mean, we speak every day.
I think there are probably two different topics here. The first one is how she handled it after it all happened. That was obviously wrong. But I tell you what, where I'm coming from, I want to be the only one to lay a hand on my kid.
But,
and especially if you knew that was a major topic with me, that and you broke that trust, then I got to be honest with you, I'd be pretty upset too.
But, Bert, if I agree with you on that, but I think that had to be a tough position for Lisa to be in. Her child is there, her niece is there. If she didn't discipline the niece, then her child would not understand why do I get disciplined for the same thing, but my cousin doesn't get disciplined, and then the child would question the mother's. You know, like, I think that, Lisa, am I correct in assuming that your decision was based on the fact that your child was there?
Yes, absolutely.
If your child wasn't there, would you have spanked her?
I mean, if she had continued to act the way she did, I would have done something. I think the fact that my son was there made her act out even more, because she was trying to kind of impress him. But yeah, I mean, and I didn't know that my sister had a flat-out no spanking policy. I knew that they were lenient in their discipline, so I didn't know exactly that she was that mm-hmm. against spanking, but apparently it really upset her, and now, yeah, she won't speak to me.
All right, let me take calls here. 404-741-1005. Yeah, as a general rule, though, I would say if it was my kid, nobody lays a hand on my kid except me. That's just how I would feel about it. Hey, David, you're on All the Hits Q100.
A couple things. How old is this kid? The
five.
One that she has and the one she spanked?
Five. They're both
okay,
five.
Okay, five. One, you didn't have permission. You shouldn't put your hands on your niece. Even if she is your niece, you shouldn't be putting your hands on her. Spanking a kid is acting out in anger by the parent. And as an intelligent person, if you can't come up with another way to discipline a child other than putting your hands on them, then you got some problems of your own.
I don't agree with that at all.
Let
me finish. By your own admission, you said that if the mother, if the child had been there by herself and hadn't been influencing your child, that you more than likely would have spanked the child anyway. And my point is this: I have children, and I don't have to spank them. Now that's the way I parent my children. You may believe something different, but I don't believe you had to put your hands on that child to get control of that kid. There are other ways to do it.
Hit him in the paper.
And putting your hands and acting out in violence because the child is acting up unless the child was slugging your kid in the face, there's no reason for you to spank that child.
Well, I mean, in my household, I grew up in a spanking household, and I maybe got spanked once in the 18 years I lived in my house. Mm-hmm. So just because your parents spank doesn't mean that they're angry people and doesn't mean that you have to be spanked all the time. I think people who spank their kids, those kids act better than the ones who don't.
Exactly. And this is my, and in my defense, I have to say, I did try other things. I tried to put her in a timeout, and she was hurting my child. She was pinching him, and they were playing, she was playing really rough. And this is, you know, my son knows that these things are wrong. And if I just let her get away with that, then he would think that it was okay to treat other people like that.
You have to be more creative. Like, do you have a dog that could, quote, accidentally, unquote, bite her? Or, like, say, hey, let's go ride bikes, but you really loosen her handlebars?
You are Dr. Evil.
Well, I'm just saying, if you think, you know, like, how about this? Like, hey, let's go for a car ride, but you don't totally tighten the car seat and you accelerate, brake, accelerate, brake.
Hey, Terry, you're on all the hits,
Q100. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, I think if a parent drops a child off at somebody's house, whoever it is, be it a relative or whatever, if there are certain things that they want them to do, it's their responsibility to say, you know, here's my contact information, these are our rules, don't spank, do. But once they leave, if they trusted that person enough to watch their child, then that's it. I mean, if she felt like that she trusted her to keep her, then she should have trusted her judgment as well. And if she felt like the child needed a spanking because her child was being influenced, I think she had the right to do it.
And I also think it should be taken into consideration. This is not a total stranger she's living with. This is her sister. Like, I'm thinking of my situation. If I had a kid and I left it with my sister Melanie is free. I mean, if my sister decides to discipline my child, I trust my sister to know what was best in that situation.
And from all those years of babysitting, I know that kids will drive you to that point. And I don't care if they're yours, not yours, your sister's, whatever. But when you have, I mean, I can see that if it's something she does in her own, I can see how she made the decision. I don't agree with the decision she did make, because I think that I think she's got to respect her sister's wishes on being a non-spanking family. But I think at the same time, I understand why she did it.
Once it was established that it was a non-spanking
family. But she didn't know that. Lisa said,
is that true, Lisa? I mean, you knew that.
You've kind of been back and forth on that a little bit.
Well, I knew, I didn't know that she was as adamantly a non-spanker as she proved to me that afternoon.
But she's brought it up to you before.
Well, no. I just know that in observing the way that she raises her children, that they let them get away with a whole lot.
I'm trying to think in my mind if this is, if that makes a world of difference or not. I just know that I would never spank somebody else's kids. Doesn't matter if my brothers, sisters, relatives or not. I just don't feel like that's my right. But my own, I will discipline my child with spanking, but nobody else is allowed to put a hand on his ass.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You and Stacey are out of town on vacation. You're in some wonderful foreign island somewhere where you guys like to go doing your eco-poop challenge, okay? And Georgianne is watching Hayden, and Hayden is at an age where he's acting up and he's smart mouthing, or he's
pinching,
or he's biting, or he's doing, you know, maybe he gets into that horrible phase. You guys are gone for a week. Can Georgianne, his grandma, give him a spanking? You hadn't ever had to do it yet.
I never had to think about it. You mean, have I ever had to spank him yet?
No, I mean, you've never had to think about somebody else spanking him. No,
well, Georgianne to me seems so different. She's the grandmother,
this is the aunt.
Yeah, and I don't know why that feels different, because my first reaction would be, if Georgianne wants to give him a smack on the butt, then give him a smack on the butt. But if it was Stacey's brother, Brandon, I'd have a problem with that.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't know why it feels different, but it does.
Now, what would Stacey say if you replaced that with your mom?
I don't know. My mom would never. She's just, there's no way. She would sit him down and
she would make him do a
3-hour psychological session to where he would want to be beat. I'm the same
just
way.
Oh my God, woman, just hit me. I don't know what that ink splot looks like.
Hey, Aaron, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Yes, I was just calling to say, it wasn't like she was beating the child. She was just, she just gave it a little spanking, right?
Okay, so what if it's not the sister? What if it's a teacher and it's just a spanking?
Well, personally, I got paddled when I was in school, and it was only a couple times, and it wasn't like the teacher beat me.
So it's okay for the teacher just to spank you?
I personally was a child that was raised with spanking, and but these days, people don't believe in spanking. And we wonder why our kids are little holy terrors.
And don't get me wrong. I do. I agree with disciplining by spanking. I mean, every now and then. I agree with that. I just have a problem with somebody else doing it.
Now, see, when I have a problem with a teacher spanking a kid.
You don't?
No.
Oh, no. See, no, you don't. Yeah, no, where, you don't.
No, that's where I would draw the line.
Really?
Yeah. This is the way I grew up, and I don't see a problem with it. I don't see a problem with it. I mean, because the child is being raised. I mean, yeah, no, I don't see a problem with a teacher spanking a kid.
I will not give somebody else that right or that responsibility to discipline my child like that. No way. You don't know what you're getting with a teacher.
What about a nanny?
Oh, a teacher's not putting a teacher or, and a kid
no,
are not
no, no.
A teacher and a kid are not going in a back alley and him beating the crap out of it. The way it happens is a teacher, there are witnesses to the teacher spanking the child, and that is the last resort a teacher will use. And if my kid is acting up in class, then the kid deserves to be disciplined.
Now, there is no worse tool a teacher can use than say, "I'm going to call your parents." I think that's way worse than taking them and spanking them. You tell me I get to spank my kid at that point, but you can't spank my kid. Yeah. Don't jump. You were never allowed around Hayden.
If he bites me, I'm kicking
what
his
about
ass.
What about your nanny?
He can take you. What's actually, he doesn't have insurance right now, so can you hold off?
Can you wait till the end of the month?
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, listen. I have a five-and-a-half-year-old, and my sister has a five-and-a-half-year-old. And my thoughts of if I entrust her, entrust my son in her care, then whatever discipline she's going to give to her child, she's got to give to my son. There's not two sets of rules.
Wow.
That's my sister. That's my family. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's someone who I grew up with. She is not going to do anything that I wouldn't do to her daughter.
She's not going to endanger the child. This is family.
I mean, now a teacher? Nah, I have a problem. A friend? I probably have a problem. You know what I mean? But if it's my family, if I have enough confidence that I'm going to leave them with you know, a family member, because he goes to my parents for the summers down in Tampa. You know, and I know he's going to act up. And I've been on the phone when he's acting up, and I've been like, beat his butt. You know what I mean? And I'll be yelling at them, beat his butt. I mean, I don't abuse my child. I really don't really hit him a lot. But, you know, kids can be kids. And when they're away from home, they're going to push the limits. And,
sure, they're going to act out, and they're going to see how far they can push you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to act out.
That's what they do.
Let me try this. See, this just came to me.
When I was babysitting, I want to just...
this just came to me. But, you know, what if the technology existed? That probably you could probably use cell phone technology. Maybe you talk to your friends at Verizon or something to help you out. What if you could develop a collar that Hayden would wear all the time? And so let's say like Jen was babysitting Hayden and he was misbehaving.
Yeah.
She could call you and go, dude, he's pinching me, whatever. He's running all over the place. Then from where you are, you could call a number and actually shock him electronically, and it would have a recording of your voice.
I want to say this.
Is that some more humane to have a shock collar than to let somebody give him a pat on the butt?
Right, and while I wouldn't agree with me being able to shock him, his teacher sure could.
Yeah, but that's what you just give people that. So instead of spanking him, you just give him, have it only burn a little.
Jeff is going to be one of those parents at Disney World that has his kids on a leash.
Jeff is never going to have a kid because I am for sure going to keep this tape and give it to Child Protective Services as soon as they start trying. Hey, Lisa, I hope this helped a little bit. Make you feel any better or worse?
Oh, I feel better. I just wish my sister would talk to me again.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
She will. She will.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot
for calling.
Bye now.
Bye.
Keep on hitting.
The Bird Show.